From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with the pressure the Bush administration is exerting on Iran. The administration has recently accused Iran of supplying the Taliban in Afghanistan with weapons, of sending more and more explosives into Iraq, and of having a hand in the violence in Lebanon and in Gaza. Meanwhile, Iran continues to expand its nuclear infrastructure. And as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, there is renewed talk of military action by the U.S.
The most aggressive comments from an administration official have come from Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns. A few days ago, Burns said the evidence that Iran is supplying weapons to the Taliban is incontrovertible and that Iran's meddling goes far beyond that.
If you see the Iranians arming Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza and the West Bank, and of course arming Shia militants inside Iraq itself, it's very violent and very unproductive activity by the Iranian government.
Some officials in the administration backed off a bit after critics said weapons could easily find their way into Afghanistan without the Iranian government's knowledge. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates underlined the concern that the administration has.
It is difficult to believe that it's associated with smuggling or the drug business, or that it's taking place without the knowledge of the Iranian government.
Which is also the argument that the administration has been making for months about the smuggling of explosives into Iraq. And so once again, there are calls for the use of force. This is Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman speaking recently on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think we've got to be prepared to take aggressive military action against the Iranians to stop them from killing Americans in Iraq. And to me, that would include a strike over the border into Iran, where we have good evidence that they have a base at which they are training these people coming back into Iraq to kill our soldiers.
For the last year, the Bush administration has pursued a diplomatic approach to its problems with Iran, focusing mainly on the nuclear issue and using the UN Security Council to impose, so far, mild sanctions on Iran. The administration seemed to have concluded that military action was no longer an option. Former intelligence analyst Paul Piller, now a professor of security studies at Georgetown University, believes the military option is once again getting serious consideration.
I would not rule it out, unfortunately, as something that might still take place during the next 20 months.
But what might prompt U.S. military action against Iran has begun to shift, says Jeffrey Kemp, an expert on the Middle East at the Nixon Center in Washington.
The situation in Iraq and along the Iranian-Iraqi border is much more likely to lead to military confrontation than conflict over the nuclear issue at this time.
It's not that the nuclear issue has been solved. Iran continues to expand its uranium enrichment facilities, defying the demands of the UN Security Council. But as other complaints about Iran have emerged, that has strengthened the hand of the hawks in the administration who seek tougher action against Iran, says Jeffrey Kemp.
Because I think you can't decouple what's happening on the nuclear front and what's happening in Iraq from what is also happening in Lebanon, in Gaza, and the belief that there's an Iranian hand in all these militant events that have happened far away from Iraq.
The Iranians say they want to take part in talks, and Iran's chief nuclear negotiator is meeting with both the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency and the European Union's top foreign policy chief later this week. Iran's ambassador in Baghdad also sat down with the U.S. ambassador a couple of weeks ago, and that process is expected to continue. But substantively, neither side seems ready to compromise, says Paul Piller.
If I were sitting in Tehran, looking at all the indications and bits of rhetoric coming out of Washington, I personally would not be convinced that Washington really wants to have a better relationship with Iran, even if we, the Iranians, were to give up aspirations for nuclear weapons.
The distrust between Washington and Tehran, already profound after more than a quarter century of hostility, is getting even deeper. Mike Schuster, NPR News.